not to say anything. I think to say something also makes no sense. Say anything makes nothing makes no sense. Just someone told me over from Chashverov, and he said that his says there are many different titles that people are given. G'dayli Yisrael, Pesach Adar, Gadol Adar. Then there's a title from Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. I mean, Chas Shalom Lafuke, anyone, but it's to have one person where, and anybody that was Zen Epsamara from the Levaya, you didn't need the Levaya for that, is to, a person that his word was kimat nevuah, say by Litvisha, by Chassidim, by Sfadisha. And just to be careful what I'm saying, even within the Litvisha, where there was maybe tvei deis, but yedein, but b'chaim, it's given kaidish kadashim. It's poshut, where a mensch is kulei teira and only teira, and there's nothing else that exists, there's no makom. Teira is something that's universal. There is no makom for anywhere, anybody that, it's kulei teira. That's what Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Just to give one personal. My third child was a very sick child. So one tkufa when I was learning in yeshiva halacha, so I used to send Reb Chaim letters. Shailas. I'm learning brachas then. It was very easy to come out with a maistik, a shailas, easy to write. And at the end of every letter, I used to write son, little what's doing, and write him his name. My side, made a shidduch. I was the shatchan for my sister-in-law. So my shvat shigah sent us to Eretz Yisrael for a trip. It was after my ingo was a year and a half. So I went into Reb Chaim. So I was up to talk to him and learning. And then when I finished, when he finished yelling at me for not being happy with any of my shilas, I gave him my son's name. I just said, Chavi Ingel. I said his name, and he stopped. He paused a few seconds. He looked at me and he says, "From America?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Yeah, ich kenne den Namen, ich daven fan." Millions of names came. Yeah, he did it to make you feel good, make me feel good. I don't think so. I don't think so. You wonder if he made me feel good? Yes, he did. I walked out, I was blown. It was a whole different, but there was the reaction to hearing the name, listening to the name, and then telling me. And someone in the shul by us told me over that he knows also in the first hand Maisa, where it seems the Rebbetzin used to collect for the Einiklach. To give them the Einiklach, they didn't have money, and When she was in the terrace, Reb Chaim took over the achrayas. So one time they called someone in America, and they said, they need $50,000. Could he be misad for them? So he said, I'll give the whole thing myself. But one thing, I want to hear straight from Reb Chaim, that they need the $50,000 for the animal. Well, he had this in cup, that's what he wanted. It's not going anywhere else, and that's that. He said, I'll come to Eretz Yisrael to hear it from him. So we could see he came to Eretz Yisrael. And they brought him to the house. They went to Reb Chaim, and they told Reb Chaim, this guy's coming into the room, and he's ready to give the whole $50,000 for the Einiklach. He just wants to hear from you that there's a tzarech. Good. So they brought him into the room. They brought him into the room, sat there, looked at him, Shalom Aleichem, looked at him. No one's saying anything. So Reb Chaim looks at him and says, "Nu, what do you want?" So he looks at Reb Chaim and says, "The Rav needs something?" Reb Chaim looked at him. said it was Meshuggah at the end. The guy walked out. It was the end. So they went back into the B'chaim. They said, what? What's Phil said for my Rebbe? I forgot. Explain them like this. He was this they say over. I heard this many times, but said that he was misbal ben ebishter that a zach chutz teir should not stay in his brain more than a second. Should never stay in. But there's an even he said on a mold ebishter entered my tefillah. And can. Gedank the nomen, 1,000 names because he read in a letter, but he can't remember $50,000 for zemikloch. Kodesh Kedoshim. What? That was about someone's sorry. I think that's Torah. Someone else's sorry. A Yiddish neshama. Daven for him, you know, someone else. And this was his own achrayus. He had to get money for his family. It was a... Okay. We have a Bais Yosef. So the tour. The tour brings 2 days. The tour brings 2 days if you can make a bracha on Bittl. That's the pashtus, what's happening in the tour. The Torah says that if someone's away and he's coming back on Pesach and he didn't take care of it beforehand and now it's right for Pesach and he's not there, so he makes a bittel. And the Torah says you don't make a bracha even though the bittel's taking care of you, the reisa, because kivon the ikka bittel b'libay lo mitzinu bracha amachshav b'leif. That's the Torah. The Bais Yosef is not sure about that. And the Bais Yosef, quickly just speak out what's happening in the Bais Yosef. Bais Yosef is the ganze shakar v'tay on the nuscha bracha. We make al bir chametz before we start the bedika. And he mutches zich, and he's, the Bais Yosef has 2 ways to understand what was bothering the tour. And I learned it, so I'm not going to go through the whole Bais Yosef. Just what's interesting, l'chayr, is there was no tzad in the Bais Yosef to make 2 brachas. If I would have wrote this, and it would have been my guess to decide what we do. There's a takana of b'digas chametz, the same mitzvah, and there's a nocha mitzvah from Bittel, where Chazal said today do beer. So make a bracha on b'digas, make a bracha on beer. It's two things. That's not a tzad. It's b'chol not a tzad. Just, and the advice is you have to say, because the two mitzvahs are very much connected, that we see it as engrei sezach. The whole yisrael of b'digas is to find it to be mevar. The Melu, we don't see it separate from the beer. We see it as Ein Zach. So then there's 2 back and forths in the Bais Yosef. First, he wants to know, so good, so the ik is the beer, so just make the bracha at the end. You make the bracha al beer, and that's the Seifa mitzvah, so make the bracha at the end. That's the ikka. Then he says, no, Vibal, the bedika is a scholar of the beer, so we do it by the haschol. But then he says, since you're starting by the haschol, and the first thing you do is a bedika, so maybe make the bracha on Livdik. And then he says, no, Vibalt Lamaisa connected to the Bedika. There's a beer, a bittel, and then you set it aside for the beer. It's not called the Hefzik. So there's going to go from the Bedika to the beer. Mela, you make the bracha before the Bedika, which is the Aschala. We don't have a problem with the Hefzik. It's Nigma with the mitzvah of the beer. And Mela, you make the bracha al beer chametz before the Bedika. That's the back and forth in this Bais Yosef. But then he had one kasha. That why is the nusach al bir chametz? It should be al bittel chametz. What's his kasha? What he's asking is bittel chametz is a deraisa. Deraisa yoytz with bittel. And bittel, most Rishonim say, is not hefka. Bittel is like a state of mind. In my mind, it's kafir da'ara. And That takes care of the rest. This chashas that you're not going to do a belief shalim, shami avalach, different reasons why Chazal said we want a beer. So the burning of the chametz is a drabana. Now, when you burn it, if you want mevatel it, you're getting your deraisa with the burning too. But we are mevatel first, and then we burn. So pashtus, you took care of your deraisa with your bittel. So the Beis Yosef seems to have a kasha. Why don't you make a bracha on the deraisa? The nusach bracha should hit the kiyum deraisa. If you're about to kiyum deraisa with the bittel, not with the beer is more drabana then. So we attach the bedika to the beer, to the getting rid of, and we made it into one great sezach. You make the bracha when you start, there's no hefzik, so you hit the soif of what it is, but the soif should be the deraisa. That's the, if you want to know, shai bim misyachas, my bracha to my deraisa, my drabanan, l'chari, shai hit the deraisa. In fact, the Beis Yosef, so the nusach should have been al bittel chametz. And for the Beis Yosef, two terutzim. Other, you don't make a bracha on a machshava, and bittel is b'machshava, so you can't use the nusach bittel, it's a machshava. And Machshav wouldn't have gotten a bracha. The only reason why there's a bracha is because of the action of the bedika and the beer. And maybe you make a beer chametz. V'oid, Zok to Beis Yosef, no. That vibal, the word beer, is koivel, any oifen of beer. And bittel is a type of beer. Beer is ladafka fire. Beer means destruction. And making it kafir d'ara is a destruction of chametz. So it's chametz, it's bottle mevotel kafir d'ara. So the word beer is koivel everything. So let's chap in the nusach that's koivel, the deraisa, and the rabbanon. That's basically, in a nutshell, what took place here in this Beis Yosef. But what comes out in Shitas HaShulchan Aruch is he's not sure that you don't make a bracha machshava. The Tur held you don't make a bracha on a machshava. The Beis Yosef is not sure. He has two tzadim. One side is you do, and therefore you could have said al bittel chametz because you could make a bracha on a machshava. Just talk to Beis Yosef that the word beer does more because it gets you to mitzvah rabban of beer too. So why not get everything in there? Or no, there's no bracha on machshava. So in the Beis Yosef, we have 2 days that you make a bracha on machshava. Now, there's just one ha'ara on the Beis Yosef, which I don't know what the answer is. The Beis Yosef said in the middle, the Taima, he brings from the Kolbei, the last line. Im loy birech koidim sheyaschil livdoik, mevarich, you could still make the bracha. Kolz man shalisiyem bidikasei. Unless you can say the word bidikasei is lavdafka. He did say bidikas tchilas beer, but l'chayra, bidikas bidika, beer is beer. And he says you could make the bracha till when? Till you finish your bidika. Because the mitzvah is nimshach. L'chayra, the mitzvah is nimshach through the beer. So, okay, so but then when you do the beer, make the bracha. What?
Me.
Okay, you say, but avadi means you'll make the bracha when you do the beer. You were supposed to make the bracha when you do bedika, so you can still make the bracha as long as you're still doing the bedika. You put the chametz aside, and then avadi to shas the beer. The next day you'll make the bracha. And you can't do it on the bittel, which you're gonna do then because you don't make a bracha on bittel. Fine, I think they're right. Zay good. Memela, he's just saying that for this bracha to make on Lel Yodalid, not in the morning, is only going to get if you're still in the middle of the Bedika. Good. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Now, just try to get to a few things here. Step number one. What's Takabshah? Why don't you make a bracha on a machshava? What is this business? It's a mitzvah. It's a full mitzvah. What's a birchas mitzvah? However you want to define a birchas mitzvah. Some say you can't go. Who says dinner like asul lehenes? You can't have anor ruchni without it getting b'shus from the Eibishter. The medayik and the Rambam like that. It's a haidah to the Eibishter. They gave us a chance to mitzvah. It's a bracha for a mitzvah. So do a mitzvah b'maisi, do a mitzvah b'machshava. What's the mitzvah? It's the same mitzvah. So, Poshet, different schoys how to say it, and maybe the end up chapping after minutes, but either there's an understanding that there's a certain chashivas when there's a maisa, not that we're putting mitzvahs on a scale, chas v'shalom, but when there's a pula, a maisa mitzvah, there's a gewiss chashivas, and only in that level of chashivas gets a bracha, or maybe you make a bracha, you have to make a bracha on something. You have to be able to point to it. The bracha has been nitfas in something. You know, it's my heart saying, okay, I made a bittel, bracha. Oh, you think I make a bracha and do nothing? I'm not sure how we exactly the problem is, but you got to make a bracha on something. If there's nothing that's nikkun, there's something that's nira b'einai, there's nothing that's happening. So what do you make a bracha on? Someone talks, someone writes, someone does an action, you blow a shayf. There's something here that the bracha be nitfas on. But on a machshava, there's nothing here in this world. It's not here. The melu, you can't make a bracha. So again, either I'm understanding it's... That's a different thing. That's a bichsei da. That's a personal zach. That a mitzvah. Haidah is bichal, a different Indian. You make a machshava. That's just the haggish. A mensch has a simcha. A simcha, you make a bracha. Here you make a bracha on a zach. So on a zach, there has to be a nikkudei kulam. Now, did it have to be that? We know, but that's how Chazal instituted the bracha. Reb Schwab has a moyer dika deher. In explaining, no. Reb Schwab beer. It's beautiful. Probably should just read his Lashon, because it says this is his Lashon, the English is his Lashon. But basically what he says is, not basically, what he says is that there's Ramachi Vorem, there's Shasagidin. What's that? There's Ramachi Vorem Shasagidin. Again, he doesn't say this. I'm explaining what he says. I'm not being moisif, I'm just bringing it out with this Nakuda. We understand that the vote is there's Ramachi Vorem Keneged Ramach Mitzvah Say. Shasagidin Keneged Shasa Loisa says. As the Pshat, a guf is Min Adama. And it's Yashlik Behemon Ramban says in Chumash. Then the Eibush gave us a neshama tayir. That's what makes us a chelak hamimal, and we have all our chashivas. But the guf, abul ma'is lipsayif, a guf needs is tongue kfura. A guf is tongue kfura. A guf at kaddish. With what? With vos. Mitzvahs are mekaddish to guf. Asher kiddishonu b'mitzvaysav. It's not mekaddish to neshama. The neshama is kaddish v'tar. The neshama is a chelak hamimal. It's what's mekaddish. You don't have to mekadosh in the neshama. So we mekadosh guf. And we mekadosh every chelik of guf and every mitzvah is connected. Gevissa chalokim in the guf, Torah is connected. The ganze guf. And we're here to push it, infuse our guf. Rabbi Yochim writes, and that's Chokh Mutzah, that's the whole Yontif of Purim. The whole Yontif of Purim is kedushas haguf. Where, fakert, seichel comes from the ape, is the neshama. And the hemis have no seichel. And the Purim, ad lo yod, is the pshat kuk. On seichel, look where our guf connects to. Our guf, oichd. Is mechubet to the Eibishta. That comes from a shekhet nishan of b'mitzvayisav. It's like the mitzvahs that you do with your guf, and even when you talk, even though we always say diba is ruach maloi, but l'maitzu, we're using our physical mouth and our tongue and our, the physicality of the mensch. And that's all min adama that has to be niskadish. Animals have a mouth and tooth to it and a tongue and all that, and that also has to become kaddish. And memela, any mitzvah that you do with a maisa, a diba, an act, so you're using your guf, and that needs a kedusha, that gets a brichsa mitzvah, referring to the kedusha guf that we're putting into it. A mitzvah that's done with machshava, animals can't think. They have no shaykhs to machshava. Machshava is kuloi from the seichel, was come from the neshama. There's no makkah brichsa mitzvah on that. That's shen kaddish. There's no shek and shalom b'mitzvayis on that. The b'chsa mitzvahs is connected to that, what we're being mekadosh to our guf. Memeila, mitzvahs that are done b'machshava, is not minyana a b'chsa mitzvahs. Agav, one was saying that, Rav Shapiro mentioned, this is not really connected, I just can't hold back from saying it. Animals can't laugh. You know what is that? I don't know if they smile even. Maybe monkeys have a smile, I'm not sure. But monkeys, we know we have the Melech Shleim brings from Sifrei Kabbalah that by Dara Floga, Hepach von Darwin, Hepach Darwin. People were the Einish people, they became monkeys. This, that monkeys have human features, that's why they came up with this Meshuggah Nezach to dream this way. It's coming because the other Abiyah, yeah, monkeys were people, I know. They were nanas from monkeys. He says, elephants. Elephants understand human speech. Those are the two things he says. Elephants and that's why you have circus elephants. They understand human speech. That's the two things. In Tyrus somewhere else? What? Mishan Abiyah is talking only on those two animals? I don't remember that. Yeah, what? Was there a whole list? I hear.
Those two for sure.
I hear. Okay. I hear. That's interesting. That's Mishan Abiyah because he was Emma's Shina into it. It's not even a race. But this Nakuda of a smile is something that Indian of Simcha is only by Adam. That's come from the Neshama. Okay. So this is Reb Schwab's Zugang. Let's just now get to the just a bit of the Lomdus in Enyon. Okay. Reb Kvega has a kasha from Truma. If there's a Yisoy, they can make a bracha on Machshava, so it comes out that the Enyon exactly back and forth, right? To Rabbanon only, but there is a kasha that it seems that you could make a Hafrashas Truma b'machshava, and you still make a bracha. And that'd be troubled. How you make a bracha on a machshava? So, I just want to throw out a svar, and I don't want to fight about it because it's late, and I want to get to the other part, but I didn't see it anywhere. So, again, this is something that's spoken about in Craig, and that there's no room for me to say different svaras. So, just something hit me, I want to share it, that depending on what the word is, you don't make a bracha on a machshava, leaving out Reb Schwab. Maybe there's an understanding that you can't make a bracha on a machshava because there's nothing here to make a bracha on. Because nothing happened. An action, something happened. A deepa, something happened. By a machshava, there's nothing here. But a machshava by truma, there's something here. Because it's chal l'shem truma. It's chal l'chef, it's a whole shnishtanis. It goes from chul to truma. It's tevel, now it's truma. So das alein as a schal, a whole different shame on the zach, and it's chal kedusha in the zach. That's as good as a meisa, and maybe that would be enough. Maybe that would be just a way out of the kasha from truma. Meisa pega doesn't hold of this answer, and he has it for a kasha. What changed? That's hefka. It's hefka. It's not nothing changed. I think it's chal in the chayfet. Everything is exactly what it is. Truma is a psachalos in the chayfet. It's the chayfetz, maybe it's called the ishtanis. Rabbi Kreger says a chiddush, and Rabbi Kreger, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a kasha on Rabbi Kreger, and I think I understand Rabbi Kreger not the way he's understanding. Rabbi Kreger says that the bout with the hafrosha, you're not finished. There's a whole second chelik of giving the truma to the kohen. There's a whole second part, and that has an action. So Zakhar B'Kveger, again, it's not like, oh, Machshava, there's no mitzvah. Machshava is a mitzvah. Adrab, Mutchazach wanted to make a bracha on a Machshava. Chazal, when they instituted Brichas HaMitzvahs, they only gave it when you have a certain Chashivas. What's the Chashivas? An action. So Zakhar B'Kveger, the Chashivas doesn't have to be in the Gufa Mitzvah Mamish Alein. But if this mitzvah, the whole purpose of the mitzvah, if Lipsoif has in it an action, so that's enough. Now you can make a bracha on the ganze zach, even the machshava chelik of it. So Reb Shlomo Zalman has a kasha. He says, according to this answer of Reb Kveger, it should come out that let's say a person didn't make a bracha b'shas tafrosha, and he didn't give it to the kohen yet, he should be able to make a bracha b'shas nesina, because it's a mitzvah nimshachas. Because you see, Reb Kveger is saying that part of the mitzvah is the nesina, and that's the maestra, that's the make a bracha, and it's mufurish and halacha that you can't make a bracha on the nesina. I don't think Reb Kveger is saying that. Reb Kveger never said the mitzvah nimshachas. Reb Kveger is just saying that if about the tachlis of what you're doing has a second part to it. Now, for some reason, the bracha was this kind of dafrosha, not the nesina. I don't know why. That's the way it is. I'm not sure how you define the nesina. I don't know enough about the Zorian part of it. If it is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. It's just mama kain. You have the types of anot to give it who you want. I don't know. But what Peggy just meant to say, it's a very weak zach they don't make a bracha on a machshava. Well, why not? Epis felt. It's a felt because there's nothing in this world. There's no actions. There's missing the chashivas. the bout, there is a soif in this afrasha that it's supposed to come to an asina. So you need very little to give it that cheshivas to solidify it. Chab epis that I can make a bracha. Not that you to mitzvah shechas and the bracha is going to the nesina. He never said that the bracha is going to the nesina. But that's just enough that then you can make even on the machshava because there's something more than just in the luft. Similar to this musig, we'll go back to this question in 2 minutes. Is the binyan olam wants to say alpi derech agro? The gro says that you make a bracha on here b'divrei Torah. And not only does he say you make a bracha on here b'divrei Torah, he's matmiya on the mechaba that says you don't. Be agro and tzim memzayt say don't say the mechaba. Here is a mitzvah, so agro is matmiya ala mechaba, va'onu matmiya ala agro. Bir HaGro, what's your gotcha? The Gro knew Sim and Taflam and Beis a lot better than we knew. And the Beis Yosef and Taflam and Beis says, you don't make a bracha on here. Torah says it, the Beis Yosef says it. So what's your kasha? You don't make a bracha on here, but the Vitaria, because you don't make a bracha on here. Not that there's no mitzvah. The Gain's time is, what do you mean there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah here also? We know it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bittul Chametz too. But we don't make a bracha on here. So everybody's jumping on the Gra. Why are you asking kashas on the Mechaba? You know what the Mechaba sheet is. And the Gra doesn't jump on the Mechaba of Bittul Chametz and say, make a bracha on here. So Kibinyan Olam, it's not a kasha. What was bothering the Gra was, Bittul Chametz is a machshava that ends with a machshava. It starts with a machshava, it ends with a machshava. There's nothing but machshava. Zakte, Taira, the siphon of Taira is Yilumoid Ulalamid. There's a Taira that you hear, you understand, you speak it out, you write it, you say it to someone else, you vishinantam levanecha, you teach it to your child. So even though right now all I'm doing is here, I'm not yet teaching it to anybody, then I'm going to be maf to do something else. That's my raya that before Rabbi Kvegi. We're not calling it a mitzvah of sheches. He just means there's going to be a soif of this Torah that has a ma'isa, and with the hearing you have a mitzvah. So that's not called just the machshava ba'alma. Machshava ba'alma is something that starts and ends with machshava. There's nothing else to it. Nothing in between. Nothing else but machshava. That's not true by Torah. Torah is going to have a soif which has a ma'isa today, tomorrow, a different time. And memelu, we can already give it a cheshivas, b'shas the machshava, see a cheshivas that enough they can get a bracha, because the soif is going to be, oh, you're going to tell me there's no mitzvah here? So to get about it is a mitzvah. But it wasn't in his head, a tzad, that he can't make a bracha, it's just a machshava, because it's not just a machshava, because the soif of the Torah is lumid ulalamid. The Rambam in the midst of Talmud Torah puts in the midst of lumid ulalamid. Doesn't mean you have to be a Rebbe, but a person teaches, you teach to a chavrutza, you teach to your child, you teach to your neighbor, you teach to someone in shul sitting next to you. We can say they're teaching each other Torah, and the Torah is taught, that's how Torah is learned in this world, by one giving it over to someone else. That's the fake with the Binyan Olam. Lamaisa, going back to that Shulchan Aruch and Simmem Zayin, Mechaba says you don't make a bracha on here. The Gaon says you do. What's Takim Pshat in the Mechaba? Why did he make a bracha on here? So Pashut, so there is a tzad in the Achrayim that you don't make a bracha on here because there's no mitzvah here. It's not a mitzvah. Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Seif Perek Beis. V'chol Adam Tzarech Lizar Lahoitzi B'Svasav U'Lashmi'a La'aznoi Kol Mash Shaloi Meid Bein B'Mikra Bein Mishnah V'Talmud. Ella, here we throw it. Balatanya kefashtan kol teri kula mitnifla. What? Without thinking, you did it. Elam came b'shas iun lahavon dava mitech dava. So then there's a mitzvah. Aba v'chol mashaloi mi behir levad ve'ef shaloi lahitzi b'svasav ve'ini moitzi ini yotze b'limud. Any yoytze belimud ze yidei chayvus mitzvus v'limaret emaisim. Ukemashkaz lo yomish seif atayr ze mipicha. Ukemoy b'chol mitzvah tuyus b'diba she'ini yoytze ben yechavasi b'hir. Elukin shemeh mipi amedaba unless you have shemeh kaina. Achmanim say so, according to him, but let's say you're doing that in that you need to do that you to understand. I mean, he himself is masking. You have to understand what you're learning. So there's going to be a certain aspect of you have to think. So let's see up to that thought. Usually that thought only came after saying it. So you already made the bracha on the diba. But if you just be at that thought, maybe you can make a bracha. But you mean to say, if you're sitting there to learn for the first time, And instead of reading the psuk, the Mishnah, you just do the Mishnah better. Can't make a bracha because there's no mitzvah talmud Torah. Chiddush nefla. On that, the goyin would be jumping on the mechab and saying, is that true? The gisba yom v'layla is the goyin, and thus alain is a mitzvah, and ashkin diba, and by diba, there's no, by Torah, there's no tenai diba b'chal. And by melu, you have the key mitzvah with machshava. That'll be one way to go in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the goyin is attacking the mechab. The mechaschinach, and it's already mavul like that in the levush, and Pashmit is a raya like that from the Mechaba before. Because the Mechaba in Siv Gimel says, HaKosev V'Tarik gets a bracha. Now we hold Ksiv is Lav Kediba just like here is Lav Kediba. So if you go to Shechor Harav that you need a Dibur, Ksiv is not going to help. And if the reason why you're not making a bracha is because you need a Dibur, and under me you don't get the mitzvah, Ksiv shouldn't be good. That's the Goyin's Kasha. It's going, one of the Goyin's Kasha that he asked, Taz, asked, steer to Siv Gimel to Siv Dalad. Because if you learn very geschmack, that you're saying that you don't get a mitzvah unless you have a diba, first of all, it's not true, you have a mitzvah with her. Second of all, you yourself said you get a bracha, make a bracha on ksiva, ksiva's lav kadiba. So, zok to levush, and the mechaschinach speaks out barichas, the levush says it bekitza, dafka koisiv sha'ois maisa b'ksiva. And the other way to learn the mechab agrees about to get a mitzvah with her, not with the shmach harav, but the mechab is l'shitasai, like we had in Bittul Chametz, that you don't make a bracha on a machshava. And Adra, but the kash is on the grah. It's a grah, what are you asking on the Shulchan Aruch for? You don't make a bracha on a machshava. So that we said so far, the Binyan Olam, Teretz, we'll see another way how to go in a second, what the point of the Goyin's kash is. Because this is different than the machshava of Bittul Chametz. Bittul Chametz is a machshava that starts and ends with machshava. Here, the Torah goes to another point. The Seif is going to have a diba of Limaratem to teach the Torah. Another way maybe to understand in the Goyin, what the Goyin's Kasha is that this day you don't make a bracha on Bittul Chametz is the pshat, because Bittul Chametz, it's not shaykh to have Murim Machshava. When I say Kol Chamira, why is my Chametz becoming Kafir the Aaron Bottle? Nothing to do with what I said. It's all just to bring out what my thought is. There's no cheftza v'diba to make kafir da'ara. Kafir da'ara is something that you're thinking. It's a feeling. It's what I think, what I'm thinking. So whether I do it b'diba or I don't do b'diba, it's not being done b'diba. I'd rather made a diba. Diba just told me, hey, look what's in my head. But it's nothing more than a machshava. So then, there's no, there weren't masakan a bracha. But a mitzvah that could be done with a maisa, Torah, about you get a mitzvah with machshava. But when you speak learning, there's a key with the diba. It's not just when I speak, I'm thinking. The diba lane is a mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says that you're supposed to speak out even if you don't go so bad like the Shulchan Harav. But about it, there's a psalmaila for a Torah b'diba. That's for sure. It's a Gemara in Daf Mem, something. Moitzeyem, moitzey bepeh. It says, Bruya, so one of our Meis Talmidim learning without thinking. He gave a mash, he gave him a kick. What are you doing? I'm learning with the peh. This is Torah has to be brought out bepeh. And about it, there's a mile of a diba bepeh. And I'll this day. There could be a limaratim with this diba. It could be given over to someone else. And Mamela, I'm not saying survive is a binyan olam. All we're saying is that vibalt it's shai chakim of Torah b'maisa, so they're masakin a bracha. Once they're masakin a bracha, machshava also gets a bracha. The bar is pashat. You can make a brich mitzvah on a machshava. They grab the worm masakin brich mitzvah, a mitzvah that's only machshava. But a mitzvah that could be done with a maisa, a b'diba or a ksiva, so they gave it a bracha. Once they gave it a bracha, so anyone that gets the mitzvah gets the bracha. Zak to gra. Machshav is also a mitzvah. So why do you get a bracha? I be a chametz. Bittul chametz is only main yana b'machshava. Doing a diba is not a diba. It's just a way of knowing what's in the guy's heart. But there's nothing in the diba mitzvah the mitzvah. Memel, there's no bracha. And that would be the Goyin's kasha. The other way to explain the Goyin is that what is b'chus ha'tayra?
When we're doing an idea of
Bdikas,
then
it is... No, Bdikas is finding it. It's two separate things. That's true, but you can't just make a bracha on a bittel. Now you want to make a bracha just on the bittel. Bittel can't get a bracha. bittel. You want to look at the bdik and bittel is not the same thing. We put together, we make one bracha for both. But bittel is its own thing. And bittel is the only way to do bittel is b'machshava. Bittel is the raisa, the king of the raisa. Yeah, this the raisa can't get a bracha. Right. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs goes that brichas Torah is the raisa, and the Ramban says, what is the brichas Torah? And again, it sounds briskarovdik that we the word of briskar we don't really know what it means fully. Because he make a bracha on the chefts of Torah. I don't know what he means, but he doesn't mean it's not a gay, but I know what Ramban means. Ramban says that Torah is the instruction book on how to get the oil mamba. We have a GPS. We have Waze today, it's much better than a GPS. Mamba exactly how to go. And they have to get the oil mamba. It's a very hard trip. A lot of obstacles. So the Abish, I'm gonna give you a Waze that takes you directly to oil mamba. That's called the Torah. Azahat matana gemura. So every time we learn Torah, get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we stop and say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me ways how to get to Olam Haba. It's not a Birchsa Mitzvah, it's a Birchsa Da. Meila is up to the stipler and many others that Meila, this Tanai, they only make a bracha on a mice, is only Birchsa Mitzvah. Chazal and Masakin are Birchsa Mitzvah. But this is a Birchsa Da. And you could grab that there's another way how to say this chiluk also. That it could be the whole tnai that you need a maisa is only in Takanas Chazal. Chazal added a bracha. They only added a bracha when there's a mitzvah, when there's a maisa. Birchsa Torah is the raisa. Even if you want to call it birchsa mitzvahs, but it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's different than all other brachas because it's the mitzvah of the raisa. And maybe in the Kali the raisa there's no tnai of maisa. Even the normal Chazal is not getting the raisa. Why would they do that? I don't know. But again, maybe you can't bring a raya from a klal in a bracha de raisa to a bracha de rabbanon. These are different stadim. Why in the Goyin you should be making, even though the Goyin agrees, you don't make a bracha on bittel chametz because it's machshava, you know, but on Torah you would make. But it's interesting. I want to bring out like the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef that says, let's learn the Beis Yosef in Siman Zayin, like the Mechas Chinuch de Levush, that you don't make a bracha machshava. It's not so simple. Because the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach is misupak about this. He wasn't sure if you don't make a bracha on bittel, is it based on the fact that it's machshava, or is it a different vart? Because the word beer is kailul bittel on that, so it's a better lashon. According to that answer, you make a bracha machshava. So then it would come out this day, you're not making a bracha on here, it's only a stuff brachas lahakal. It's not so simple. It would be a little damper on that push the mahalach. Mechaba just do it. Mechaba l'shitasei. It's not mechaba l'shitasei. Mechaba has two tzadim. Why you don't make by bittel chametz? And one tzad seemingly holds that you would make a bracha on her, unless he can say he holds both answers. He's not really mesupik about it. He gave a second answer, not because he's mesupik about his first answer. He holds like the Torah, but he said I have another answer. Faceless. It sounds like he's giving a second answer because he's not so sure. He said you don't. I don't know, but it's not true because it would be awesome. Yisaf would be awesome. Anyway, I'm not sure if you're Medayek in Ein Tzarech. I know what the deek they're talking about, but I don't know. I don't think so, guys. But okay, let's just finish up. The Goyin is Gadim Avua. If here Kedibadami, then he'd be masking. The Goyin holds that the Mechaba would be masking that you make a bracha if here is Kedibadami. The Goyin understands in the Mechaba, the reason why you're not making a bracha is Kiryas Lav Kedibah Dami. Now again, if the time of the Mechaba is that you need Diba for the mitzvah, so if here is Kedibah, you have Diba. If the time of the Mechaba is you need a Maisa, and would here Kedibah be Nechshav a Maisa? The Goyin is saying, calling the Mechaba, if here Kedibah, the Mechaba would have made a bracha. So I understand, if you need a Diba for the mitzvah, like the Shonach HaRav, and the Chassam HaTayra, Zeg Yishmak. But if the reason why you need a Maisa, the reason why there's no bracha, you need a Maisa, here Kediba would fix that up. It's here is Kediba, but it's still no Maisa. Basil Eire, that maybe it's again a Mashmois that the Goyin wasn't attacking the Mechaba that way. To the Goyin, it's a Pashur over here, you don't have the Svar of Bittel Chametz. And Mamela, he was going with a whole different gang with the Shonach HaRav and going against that Tzad.
Deep
is good. Deep is a maisa. Here, Kedib is not a maisa. Deep is a maisa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, here, Kedib is not a maisa. That's not, unless you can tell me, here, Kedib is Nechshav maisa. There's nothing in it. There's no Deep of a pile. It's here, Kedib. based on here, just the Shev Yaakov has a little bit of a different gang to go in the Mechaba. Shev Yaakov says that the mitzvah of Birchsa Teira was only niskan on the Teira B'Shleimus. On the Teira B'Shleimus is a Teira that Shaykh, that this Teira can have a kiyum of Melamed. Shleimus that Teira is a Teira that's ready to be a Melamed. So Dibur or Ksiva, even if no one's here, but the oifen of that learning could have been a Melamed, mitzad your Teira, that bracha there, misakin, on that Teira there, misakin, bichsa Teira. Mashenkin, hearer, it could be the greatest mitzvah in the world. And I'm only have to think, and just think, but it's a Torah that's for yourself. It's not a Torah that's available to someone else.
You need a klarka?
You need
a klarka?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You
only have half a minute that you can't give over, you can't make a profit?
What do you mean?
If it has to be Malamed, you have to be called.
No, it's good to be Malamed a half a minute to someone too.
You have to have a half a minute.
Okay, so.
You're
both available. No. If you're mixing the guy up, it's not a good idea to tell him anyway. I'm asking.
So then you're allowed to make a bracha. Like, you're allowed to make a bracha on
that. On that?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's getting you there. I don't know. But then here maybe also is getting you there. Places. I don't know. But I'm not sure if it gets so technical. Could be Chazal, when they made that, they were not going to make that dissection like you. It's too much. So they said, Diba is a Torah to check to someone else. Ksiva is a Torah to check to someone else. Here is not checked to anybody else. That's the Shev Yaakov's one. Shev Yaakov is before Mekfega. Mekfega quotes us. It's
Eric
a.
Was not work for
what?
Eric Kadib is not
going to
work for that.
Eric Kadib is not going to work for that. Correct. In a Hanami. With Shemei Koiner, we want to clear him. Shemei Koiner, you can. Let's say you can make a bracha on Shemei Koiner. According to Shev Yaakov, you shouldn't be able to make on Shemei Koiner. The Shemei guy can't be malamed with the Torah to be Shemei. So he shouldn't be able to make. Shai Chuba says you can make a bracha even like the Mechab on Shemei Koiner. Like the Shev Yaakov, you should not be able to. We once had this when we learned in the Bichsadera together. Okay. Just two quick long dishit stardom. Everybody say, and then we'll fight about it after share. I was just stardom here. The Shelo Shloima, so we sent over for the Stipe, the Reb Chaim's father, and that was Reb Chaim Shwager. The Shelo Shloima wants to be Mechalik, the Lom Dishavot. He wants to say like this, that when do you not make a bracha on a machshava? That's only being a gave by bittul chametz, not by any other machshava. He says like this: by Torah or by hafrashas truma, how you mafresh truma, harezu truma. So you could say the words harezu truma, you could think the words harezu truma, but you're thinking specific bitui, a specific sentence. There's something that's being thought. It's a ma'aseh b'machshava. Harei zu truma. I said it. I thought it. There's a gewisse zach here. A bitui. Ad b'diva ad machshava. After them you can make a bracha. Bittul chametz is just a state of mind. I'm not machshava. It's kafadara. It's not hefka. It just is. It's a state of mind. There's no bitui. There's nothing that you can point to. It's just, that's what I feel. So that's what you feel, you can make a bracha. But a thought of a zach, thinking Torah, I'm thinking a pasuk, I'm thinking a mishnah, I'm thinking a dvar Torah, that's a chefter, that's a zach, that's thinking a maisa, thinking a chefter, that's enough. That's his svara. And Vega wants to say that he has a kasha, the Rishonim say the reason why they're masakin, bedika, because maybe he wasn't mavata b'lev shalom, in fact, I dvarm shalom b'lev dvarm. We always know the rules, dvarm shalom b'lev dvarm. Who cares what you were thinking? So big no. Dvarm shalein dvarm means I do a ma'isa, or I say a diba. And I'm not really thinking to mean what I'm saying or doing. So dvarm shalein dvarm. Because there's a pula here, there's a diba here. But Zakir Pega, by a bittul chametz, all it is mashallah. The ganze chalais is chal, with the state of being, what it is. You can't say that dvarm shalein dvarm. The ganze zach is non metalev. The whole cheftz of the zach is what your lev is. And if your lev is not deep, there's no lev. When can you say dvarm shalein dvarm? You have a diba. You have something else. So even though the Deba said this, or your Maisa said this, oh, I was thinking something else. It means what you're thinking. The Deba gave it to us, the Maisa gave it to us, but, and Torah has a Deba. You could do it with Machshava, I did it with Deba. Hafrasha, you could do it, but you did it with the Deba. It was Chal with the Deba. Mashen came, Bittul Chamed, this was all, there is no Deba, there is no Machshava, there's nothing else but a state of mind. It, the words that you're saying has no shaykh to what the bittul is. The bittul is what you feel. I feel it. What I'm saying is nothing. So if the ganze zach is only machshava, you get the dvorm shablev and the dvorm. In the zach versus in ganze lev, the lev, the dvorm of the lev is something. It's only something that can be out of the lev, that is a dibur or a maisa. Then you can say, but stutzach in the lev is garnish meela, zakh pek, it doesn't pass dvorm shablev and the dvorm by bittul chametz. Okay.
It's very sharp from the Gemara. The Gemara is Machlokes.
What?
The Gemara is Machlokes. What do you make of this Torah on? The Gemara number says Mikra, only Mikra, and the Gemara number says Mikra Mishnah, not Gemara. The Gemara number says Mikra Mishnah, Gemara not that.